trades are heating up the basketball card market, and legendary performances are making baseball cards sizzle. Today on Sports Card Investor, we've got the five hottest cards that you need to know about. My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to late August. Football just around the corner. I am so excited for that, but it's actually basketball and baseball that are producing some of the hottest cards in the sports card market, which we're going to talk about in just a second. But let me remind you, this episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price checking with Price Guide Beta within the eBay app, and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub. Okay, guys, before we get to the top five, I got three quick hits for you. Number one, Dallas Card Show this weekend. I'll be there Friday and Saturday. Hope to see you there. Number two, we have a job opening at Sports Card Investor, social media content producer here in Atlanta. If you're interested or if you know someone who is, go to the jobs page on sportscardinvestor.com. And number three, while you're on sportscardinvestor.com, check out our SGC grading service. We are getting incredible turnaround times right now for our bulk submissions to SGC. You get great service, better pricing than you can get by going direct, and awesome turnaround. Okay, guys, let's get into it. Today's top five cards. In the number five spot, Walker Buehler, the Los Angeles Dodgers pitching star. And what a sensational season he is having. 13-2, a 2.11 ERA, 170 strikeouts in 162 innings pitched. And get this, in all of his starts this season, except for one, he's pitched at least six innings. So he is out there, he is pitching deep into games, and he is in consideration for the Cy Young Award, and deservedly so. And his baseball cards, you might want to give them a Cy Young too, because look at how these cards have been going up. This is the last 60 days of two of his big cards here. This is his 2018 Topps base card in PSA 10 and his 2018 Topps Chrome base card in PSA 10. Both of these over the last 60 days, nicely up into the right. In fact, his Topps Chrome card is up 51% and his Topps base card is up over 70% in the last 60 days. That is some good progress for Walker Buehler. We're going from an aspiring legend to a very well-proven one. Number four, it's Miggy, Miguel Cabrera. And he has had a tremendous career. Hasn't been as good the last few seasons, but when you look back at the best players over the last 20 years, Miguel Cabrera is absolutely very near the top of that list. He's been incredible, and he just hit a milestone. He just hit his 500th home run, and that has him back on the radar for baseball card collectors and investors. By the way, he's also at over 2,950 hits, so that 3,000 hit club hopefully will come this season as well. And this is on the mind of people investing in his cards. They have been going up over the course of the last month. This is his 2020 Topps traded base card in PSA 10 condition. This is a card that 30 days ago would have set you back about $500 if you wanted to get this in gem mint condition. Today, this card is going to set you back about $850. That is close to a 70% increase over the last 30 days. People are excited about Miggy going out with a bang. We're going to switch to basketball and go with a player whose prices have skyrocketed after a trade deal at the beginning of the month. In our number three spot, it's Devonte Graham. You guys know that Devonte Graham was a popular buy in the sports card hobby over the last couple of years when he was with the Charlotte Hornets. Well, now, thanks to a sign and trade deal, he is with the New Orleans Pelicans. He's going to be playing alongside Zion. And he got a pretty nice contract as well from the Pelicans. They showed some real dedication to him. 4-year, $47 million deal. Sports card investors see some opportunity potential here. The fact that Graham did have a really nice sophomore season where he was at 18 points per game. Now he's going to be in that New Orleans system next to Zion. Could he have the opportunity to show up in the spotlight? Some people think so. His card prices indicate maybe so. Let's take a look here at three of his popular rookie cards. I got his 2018 Prism base card in PSA 10, his 2018 Prism base card in PSA 9, and his 2018 Prism silver card in PSA 10, all up on the screen. We're looking over the last 30 days on all of these cards. And if I switch to look at price change by percentage, you can see how all of these have been going up strongly over the last 30 days. That Prism silver card as of the last sale is up about 35%. That Prism PSA 10 base card is up 80%, and the PSA 9 is up almost 115%, the Prism base card. So who says that base cards can't go up anymore? They've been doing just fine for Devonte Graham. In our number two spots, another basketball trade deal is paying off for collectors of Kyle Kuzma cards. And this one, I don't understand so much. Kuzma is going to a inferior Washington team, but it seems like whenever a player moves teams, it gives a benefit to their card prices. And if you think about it, that makes some sense because you have a whole base of collectors in another city that now suddenly want to buy the cards of a player that they maybe never cared about previously. Plus, you're always going to have some investors or maybe speculators who also think that this move could put the player more in the spotlight, give them more playing time, whatever it may be. They think that their cards are now, all of a sudden, a better value with chances of going up. That seems to be the case of Kyle Kuzma. Now, Kuzma did show some flashes this last season as he had along his career in LA. He did shoot 36% from three over the course of the season, but then he kind of fell apart in the playoffs. The playoffs were rough on Kyle Kuzma. Of course, the Lakers didn't do particularly well in the playoffs this year, but Kuzma shot only 29% and 17% from three against Phoenix. Those are not star-worthy numbers. But hey, he's got his fresh start now in Washington. We'll see what happens. And as I said, his cards are going up as a result. So I have five of Kuzma's popular rookie cards on the screen here. We're looking at all of these over the last 90 days. We've got his Hoops base card in PSA 10, his Optic base card in PSA 10, his Prism red, white, and blue card in PSA 10, his Prism silver card in PSA 10, his Revolution base card in PSA 10. And if I go by price change by percentage, you can see these are all going up over the last 90 days. Interestingly, most Kuzma cards are up over the last 90 days, except his Prism base card. Go figure. That's the one that's not up, even though that was skyrocketing for Devonte Graham. But many of Kuzma's other cards have gone up over the last 90 days, and in particular, over the last couple of weeks since that trade news broke. But let's look at these. His Revolution base card, only a couple sales of that one, but that one is up a bit, certainly. His Prism silver card is up 13%. His red, white, and blue Prism card is up 29%. His Hoops base card is up 27%. It's actually his Optic base card that is up the most. That is up 78% over the last 90 days. But no matter which Kyle Kuzma card you have, other than his Prism base, you're pretty happy with the new chance he's going to have in Washington and his card prices over the last few weeks. It's time for the number one player in this week. But before I tell you, let me remind you that all of the graphs and data you see in today's episode are from Market Movers. And now you can try Market Movers for free on your phone. Go into the App Store and download the new Market Movers app. Try it out for free. Just search Market Movers on your phone's App Store. Okay, guys, for number one, we are going to baseball. And we are going with a player who just recently regained his power. A star player who had been slumping a bit lately, but he broke out of that in a big way over the weekend. And our number one spot, it's Christian Yelich, the Milwaukee Brewers star. You guys know that Yelich, of course, was the MVP in 2018. And in 2019, he was runner-up for the MVP. But this season, he's had some struggles, at least with his power. In fact, before this past weekend, he had gotten 69 plate appearances without a home run, and he had just one home run in his previous 145 plate appearances. That is very not like Christian Yelich. But then on Saturday, he hit two home runs, and the sports card world took notice, because over the course of the last week, his cards have shot back up again. And here on the screen, we've got two of his popular rookie cards, his 2013 Bowman Draft Chrome rookie card in PSA 10, and his 2013 Topps Update Base rookie card in PSA 10. Both of these over the last 7 days are going up and to the right. In fact, that Bowman Draft Chrome rookies in PSA 10 is up 94% over the last 7 days. That Topps Update Base card in PSA 10 is up by a small 25% in comparison. But yes, it is true, you could have bought that 2013 Bowman Draft Chrome's rookie card in PSA 10 for as little as about $30 just a week ago. The most recent sales of that card have been $60, actually up to $61. And there's been several sales of that card, a healthy sales volume, in fact, on both of these cards. So both of these cards clearly establishing a trend line that is moving in a really good direction. And the Brewers, they seem to be moving in a good direction as well. They're in first place. And of course, fans are hoping that Yelich gets back to MVP form before the playoffs. That might be what sports card investors are counting on. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's top five. Please remember to check out our SGC grading submission service by going to sportscardinvestor.com and clicking on grading. It is an awesome service with awesome turnaround. And while there, check out the jobs on our job page, including that newly posted social media producer job that we would love to have you apply for. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you back in a couple of days with our next episode. Take care.